For years, Harry had been aching to discover the pleasure of a woman's body. At the age of 22, he was still a virgin, and he couldn't deny it was somewhat his fault. He was a rather cute young man, with his lean body and boyish good looks. He was somewhat awkward, that was true, and didn't quite know how to talk to women from the get-go. But a few women his age had tried to date him over the years. The problem was, he was obsessed with a very specific kind of woman, and had never been interested enough in any girl his age to actually solve his virginity problem. Though college girls could be sexy as hell, they just weren't his thing, and so all of his dorm friends got laid. He just suffered in silence. To him, the woman who finally stole his virginity away, who taught him how to move around the sheets, would be a sexy, gorgeous MILF. Older women did it for him, and he had one in particular that he had jerked off to so many times in the past. His mom's best friend, Allison. Allison was 30 years his senior, curvaceous in all the right ways, and absolutely drop-dead gorgeous. She had massive tits, she barely concealed with those sexy little dresses she pranced herself around with. She was one of his mom's best friends, and he had been drooling for her for years. But she had never really given him the time of day. Now that he was 21, though, she thought it would be fun to finally let him have exactly what he wanted, and teach him a few tricks in the process. And so, when she asked him to come over to her place to help her with a computer issue, he could barely wait to rush over to her place. He seemed so overly eager, and she couldn't help but smile as he knocked on her door the very next day. "Well, I guess it's time for a little fun," she told herself, and opened the door, grinning at the young man standing before her. Harry was handsome, with his blonde hair and big brown eyes. He didn't have any beard, and looked so cute and young, so eager, almost like a grown puppy. She licked her lips and let him in, swaying her hips from side to side as she guided him towards the computer. He stared at her big, round ass openly, unable to help himself. He could feel his cock growing stiffer inside his jeans, but he couldn't stop it from happening. She had long, wavy red hair and big blue eyes that just screamed sex goddess. And fuck, her tits were so massive, her ass so round, her thighs so thick. She was a MILF in every sense of the word, and he couldn't wait to sleep with her, if she ever gave him the time of day. Allison also considered herself to be a MILF, but she would rather be called a cougar. In her early 50s, she adored going after timid 20-something boys and teaching them how to touch a woman. As she turned around to look at him, Harry had to force himself to stare into her eyes. Taking his gaze off her ass, he was flushed all over, and she noticed at once, smirking at Harry sensually. "Well, here is the computer. Work on it and let me know if you need anything," she purred, and he nodded, disappointed. It was clear he thought there would be something else going on in that house. However, he was a man of his word, and so Harry sat down in front of the computer and began trying to fix it as Allison stood behind him. After a few minutes, though, he couldn't find anything wrong with it and turned around to say something, but his words slipped his mouth halfway through. "There's nothing wrong with," he gasped as his eyes rested on Allison's full naked body. While he was trying to figure out what could be wrong with the computer, she had slowly but surely undressed behind his back. Her dress rolled down to the ground and her panties alongside them. Allison wasn't wearing a bra. All that remained behind were her black high heels and nothing else. Her stare was smoldering and sensual, and her smirk so inviting. He could see her massive round tits, her generous hips, her moist, bare sex, and his cock immediately grew so stiff, even his jeans couldn't hide it. There was never anything wrong with it. I just wanted you to come over, sexy, she cooed, beckoning him with a sensual gesture of her hand, a come-hither motion that was so universal. Of course, the eager young man didn't waste even an instant before rushing over to the older, sexy woman. He wasn't going to let this opportunity go to waste. I'm a virgin. I thought that you should know, he admitted, as she wrapped her arms around him and pulled him closer. She chuckled and kissed him sensually, letting her tongue dance sensually around his own. I know it, honey, it shows, and I like it that way. I want to teach you everything I know, she purred, and he melted in her arms as she helped him slip out of his clothes as well. His large, thick cock bounced against her hips, and she grinned even wider. It seems you have a big package to work with. Good. Right there in the living room, melting down onto the floor, she helped him down so she could straddle his lap sensually, her boobs moving tantalizingly from side to side. Grab my tits and squeeze them hard, then pinch my nipples until I moan, sexy boy, she instructed, and he timidly did as he was told. His hands grabbed at her massive boobs, and he squeezed them eagerly, pinching her nipples until she was moaning out loud. Good, good, just like that. Her pussy rubbed against his throbbing cock, drenching it in her arousal, before actually raising herself a few inches to position his bulbous head against her entrance. And it was then, with a simple motion, that she stole his virginity away, impaling herself with his thick cock. She moaned loudly, arching her back, and starting to move up and down his shaft with increasing passion. Oh, yes, yes, he grunted, lost in the throes of passion, unable to believe how good having sex could feel. And boy, did she teach him how to touch a woman. She placed her hands on top of him and showed him where to touch, how hard to squeeze her tits, how to flick her nipples, or how to lose his hand against her clit as she rode him hard and rough. He was growing increasingly close to an orgasm, and she couldn't have that. Not before she enjoyed herself a bit further. So, instead, she moved away from him, making Harry groan in frustration. Come, it's your time to fuck me, she instructed, climbing onto the sofa and wiggling her round, firm ass, beckoning him towards her. Of course, Harry didn't waste any time rushing towards her. He positioned himself behind her and followed her every instruction. Grab me by the hips. No, harder. Yes, just like that. Now, ram into my pussy as hard as you can. And he did, plunging his cock deep inside her soaked pussy, prompting her to moan with pleasure and delight. With each thrust, she could push her hips against him, moving in tandem, and fucking herself with his cock. Her pussy was so impossibly tight, and he felt his cock throbbing inside her before long, unable to control his growing pleasure. It was building inside him like a ticking bomb. This was his first time, and he was ready to explode. Fuck me harder, rougher. Grab my tits and force me to move alongside you, she instructed, though she was already moving in tandem with his every thrust. His cock was deliciously thick and large, filling her so fully. He couldn't take it any longer, and oh, how he came hard inside her tight, clenching pussy, his balls tensing so wonderfully. There was so much of his seed inside her, as it was his first time, but she wasn't worried. She couldn't get pregnant any longer, and guys his age could soon enough grow erect after coming even this hard. They collapsed together onto the sofa, and she chuckled as he panted heavily, sweating and groaning, as his cock continued to twitch softly. We'll go for round two in a few minutes, handsome. Believe me, I'm nowhere near done with you. You still have so much to learn. Harry grinned, knowing he was going to be an incredibly eager student.